You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
You are listening to World and Wars with me, Aditi Prasad. It's your daily dose of triumphs, tragedies, and untold stories of global conflicts. Another war appears to be brewing, this time in the United States' own backyard. Venezuela and Guyana are bickering over a piece of land rich in fossil fuels. A military helicopter has gone missing near the disputed area, and warnings and threats are flying thick and fast. All of this is happening even as the Biden administration is burning dollars by the millions over wars in Europe and the Middle East. The two sides, supported by Washington, which are Ukraine and Israel, are both failing to achieve quick successes. So are Venezuela and Guyana headed for a war as well? Will this be yet another nail in the coffin of America's superpower claims? And how could this flaring conflict impact India? Let's take a look. The latest threat of a war is coming from South America. It was sparked by Venezuela holding a referendum on December 3rd over a disputed territory with neighboring country Guyana. Venezuela's ruler, Nicolas Maduro, claimed that 95% of the people voted for taking control of the region called Essequibo, which is currently controlled by Guyana. Since then, Maduro has begun the process of declaring Essequibo a Venezuelan province. He also told the state oil company to issue licenses for extracting crude oil there. Even more worryingly, Maduro has threatened Guyanese companies working in Essequibo to leave within 3 months. Venezuela held the referendum even as the International Court of Justice told the Maduro government to not take any action which could alter the current situation in the area. But the ICJ did not agree to Guyana's request for urgent intervention. Guyana, of course, has reacted sharply to Venezuela's moves. Guyana's military has been put on high alert, and the country is also talking to allies with whom it has defense agreements. Neighboring Brazil has also deployed troops along its border with Venezuela. Amid all this increasing tension, what could be the spark in the tinderbox is that a Guyana military chopper has gone missing near the disputed land. Guyana's army chief on December 6 said that the contact was lost with the chopper shortly after it took off with 7 people. The saving grace is that Guyana is not blaming Venezuela yet, and the two sides have said that they are keeping communication channels open. But Guyana has warned that if Venezuela takes any steps to enforce the referendum, it will go to the United Nations for authorizing military action. Meanwhile, the largest power in the region, America, has said that it is fully supporting Guyana. The U.S. also called for a peaceful resolution to the crisis. UN Chief Antonio Guterres has made a similar appeal. He said only peaceful means should be used to settle international disputes. Since we're talking about how to resolve the dispute, let's take a look at what caused it. The fight over Essequibo stretches as far back as 1841. When Venezuela claimed that the British took Venezuelan land while acquiring Guyana from Netherlands. In 1899, an international tribunal of arbitration decided the border. Venezuela has called the border unfair, also said that the ICJ has no jurisdiction to decide it. Guyana has been controlling Essequibo for 100 years now. The latest fight was sparked in 2015 when oil was found off Essequibo's coast. Then just 2 months ago, Guyana held an auction for oil exploration licenses in the area. Venezuela's desperation seems obvious because of its economic situation. Oil and gas form the backbone of Venezuela's economy, but its production has fallen in recent years because of American sanctions, alleged corruption, and poor infrastructures. The country has also been struggling with multiple crises like hyperinflation. In such a situation, if Venezuela gets control of huge oil and gas reserves in Essequibo, it could prove to be the silver bullet to its problems. So how does all of this impact India? The answer to that question is also linked to the energy sector. India imports around 80% of its oil needs. So the international situation, especially in oil-producing nations, can have serious consequences for India. It is only recently that India started importing oil from Venezuela again. This after the Joe Biden government eased sanctions on the South American country to stop it from giving huge discounts to China. Oil prices are already volatile because of the Israel-Gaza war, and OPEC members are also cutting production. In such a situation, a violent conflict in South America could drive up oil prices, hurting India's treasury. But how likely is a war between Venezuela and Guyana? Some experts say that this saber-rattling is just a way for Nicolas Maduro to show strength before the presidential elections in 2024. Some reports have also claimed that the voter turnout for Venezuelan referendum was actually very low. Only 10% of the eligible voters turned up. However, if Maduro gets desperate to hold on to power, an actual invasion might still be on the cards to drum up some jingoistic support. This is me signing off now. If you have any queries, reach out to me at the rate of Prasadadithi on X. This podcast was produced by Deeksha Chaurasia, edited by Sanju Abraham. Meet you in the next episode. Ciao.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.